Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Turn on, leave on.
Well, I don't mind making quarterback changes if it's because another guy's just better, because that means you're getting better.
Yeah.
I don't like making quarterback changes because nobody's good and you're trying to find one, figure it out. You know, there's two different ways to look at it. You don't get four preseason games. You don't get any of that. Like, when we finally get, all we get is practice. And when we finally get, and they don't ever get hit or anything like that. So when you finally get to go play, you know, sometimes you have to go to games and you have to watch that. You just never know. You just have to let it, you know, play out. And the worst thing you can do is make a change just to make a change, to please other people. The team knows. Nobody knows game more than the team.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson.
Turn on, leave on. Afternoons 3 to 7 on The Fan, Upstate. BetMGM tonight. Get the latest scores, sides, totals, props, parlays, futures, and much more. Real-time, relevant sports wagertainment. Weeknights at 7. BetMGM tonight, exclusively on The Fan.
Upstate.
And on the Odyssey app. Punch your ticket to the best local sports talk.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Awesome edition of the show today, as per usual. Love being here with you on You Better You Bet. I will be back on Monday, off tomorrow. Our friend Chris Mack has you covered on a Friday on You Better You Bet. Thanks to our guests, Steve Phillips, MLB Network Radio, Dave LaGreca from Busted Open Radio. The coach, Dave Wanstead, will join us in a moment. Thanks to Bill, thanks to Laura, thanks to Tyler, Kenny, Mike, Dan, and our crew. I think I got everybody. And our show sponsor is BetMGM. Did your home run bet come up short? Thanks to today's MLB No Sweat Home Run Token, you don't have to worry if your bet didn't clear the fences. Just activate the token when you bet on any player to hit a homer, and if that player fails to go yard, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. Joining us now on the show to talk some Big Ten ahead of the season, Big Ten Network analyst, former NFL college football head coach, Super Bowl champion, the score in Chicago, the coach, Dave Wanstead on You Better You Bet. Coach, it's your pal Nick Costos. Football season must be here if we're chatting. Good to hear your voice. How's it going?
It is, Nick. I am here in Chicago and, gearing up. Like you mentioned, the score and everything else that I do. I'll be heading up to Bears practice. Let's see, I was talking to Ben last week. I think I'm going up there. I know I'm going up there on Tuesday. They're going to have pads on. They'll be hitting some people Tuesday, so I'm excited to see that. And then you mentioned the Big Ten. You know, I was with a bunch of people last night from the Orange Bowl, and we were talking some Big Ten football. So we'll be ready to go on that in a couple weeks too.
I absolutely love it. And next time we have you on the show, Coach, definitely want to talk some Chicago Bears with you. I think I'm going to pick the Bears to go back to the playoffs. So next time Coach is on, we'll talk some Chicago Bears with him. But for now, let's hit the Big Ten. And I'm curious, I want to start at the top of the board here, Coach, where at our show sponsor, BetMGM, three of the top five teams to win the national championship all come from the Big Ten: Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon. If I handed you $100, which I'm not going to do because I'm very cheap, but if I did and said, I want you to back one of these three schools to win the national championship this year, who do you like the most? Which program do you like the most right now of these three? Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon, and why?
I would say, wow, I'm going to go with Ohio State. My top two picks, even though I'm a big Kirk Cignetti and my daughters went to Indiana, I would say Ohio State because, well, them and Oregon, as we know, have the two quarterbacks coming back. Oregon could be the first quarterback taken in this year's draft. We all know that. But the kid that I think is the least talked about is the Saiyan kid from Ohio State. He was a true freshman last year. The guy completed over 70% of his passes. You know, yes, he has good skill, but I like Ohio State. Yeah, Matt Patricia, adding him to that defensive staff, long time, you know, NFL assistant, I think that's made a huge difference.
I want to hit you with the other big NFL assistant on Ohio State's coaching staff. Coach, there are going to be a lot of people, myself included, people who will be skeptics. And to be fair, I was a skeptic last year of Matt Patricia. I was wrong. Ohio State's defense was incredible last year. But there will be skeptics of Arthur Smith, the former NFL head coach and offensive play caller with the Steelers last year, right? Who's the offensive coordinator this year in Columbus. What do you say to skeptics of Arthur Smith like me and the Ohio State offense this year?
Well, that is a little bit different, and that did kind of catch most people off guard. Is he more than qualified? 100%. Does he know what he's doing? 100%. He'll relate great with the players. You know, I mean, you saw some of the comments coming out of media day with the quarterback, receivers. They all love him because you know what they're getting? They're getting an NFL coach. In their minds, they're getting an NFL system influence. But Ryan Day, you know, is an offensive guy. So how much they change, how much influence he has, Nick, you know, it's not going to be a total overhaul. I think that Arthur will add to the mix, try to improve where they need to get better, make some nice adjustments. So it won't be a total overhaul. So I think it'll be a good thing for them.
All right. But if that's true, I think Ohio State can absolutely win the national championship this season. I want to stick with these big three, Coach, and let's go to Indiana where, you know, Kurt Cignetti, I feel like beyond reproach at this point, where he's earned the benefit of the doubt. So for me, the question with Indiana obviously goes to the quarterback position, right? Fernando Mendoza's now a Las Vegas Raider after winning the Natty and the Heisman Trophy last year. And questions about, if Josh Hoover, the TCU transfer, can he fill those huge Fernando Mendoza shoes? What is your thought on that ahead of this season for Indiana with Hoover replacing Mendoza?
I think he can. Everything that I've seen, he's the same type of athlete. He might have people say he might have a little stronger arm. I don't know. The decision-making under pressure will be the big key for him. But boy, the history, you know, with Kurt Cignetti and players and developing, you know, Mike Shanahan, their offensive coordinator, has been with them, 9 years? Keno Sinceri's back with them, their quarterback coach, who's been with them for, you know, 6-7 years. So, you know, it's nothing new that they're going to have to do to get this football team ready. They've been down this route. Their defensive coordinator's back. I mentioned the offensive coordinator. The defensive coordinator's back. They've got a good nucleus of defensive guys coming back from last year. So, you know, nobody had them as the favorite last year. They were kind of like the Penn State. You know, they brought in all those guys from George Madison. Penn State brought in 25 players this year from Iowa State. So, of an unknown. I think they'll be in the hunt. I don't think they're the best team right now, to be honest with you.
Couple more minutes here with our friend, the coach, Dave Wanstead, Big Ten Network, The Score in Chicago, among other outlets on Twitter, at Coach Wanstead. Coach, USC, a really interesting team this year, make or break year, it feels like, for head coach Lincoln Riley. And I think it's interesting that, to kind of fix the defense, right, he has turned to former TCU head coach who's been out of college football for a while. It's in the College Football Hall of Fame now. Gary Patterson coming to run this defense at USC. Now, we know the offense is going to be pretty good with Jaden Maiava, but do you think Gary Patterson, after a couple-year layoff, can get this defense to the level it needs to be at for USC to really contend in the Big Ten?
I'll tell you what, Nick. I think Gary Patterson will make the same type of impact that Matt Patricia did. I know Gary a little bit. I've followed him because of us being defensive coaches. I've studied him. This guy's good. He is really good. And, you know, let's not lose sight, too, that USC has 15 starters back. including the quarterback who you mentioned. So they've got the nucleus of their football team back, not counting some portal guys that they added that are very talented players. So if you're asking me about a sleeper team, because you mentioned Patterson tightening up the defense, you know they got talent. And the guys that they return, including the quarterback, they are amazing. If right now, when I do my Big Ten show, they're going to ask me who's my sleeper team, I'm going to say USC.
Do you think they'll make the playoff?
I do think they'll make the playoffs. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I tell you what.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. USC is one of those schools in college sports or pro teams. Like, sports is more fun when USC is good. College football is more fun when USC is good. I certainly hope you're right, and USC does have a great year. Maybe the final question, Coach. What about Michigan this year? Fascinating, right? With Kyle Whittingham taking over and obviously an offseason of turmoil kind of off the field for Michigan with Ward Manuel and obviously Sharon Moore. But Kyle Whittingham taking over. Bryce Underwood, obviously a stud quarterback entering year two for him. What about the Michigan Wolverines here? Year two for Underwood, year one for Kyle Whittingham.
Yeah, I think all the turmoil that they've gone through the last few years, besides being a great coach. If you asked all the coaches in college football that have won as many games as anybody but never won a national championship, Kyle Whittingham would go right to the top of the list in my mind. I mean, what that guy did at Utah, and his teams always played big in big games, and now he's going to be able to get a step up as far as talent at Michigan. To me, Underwood is the key. What are they going to do with Underwood? I mean, last year they started the season. He's going to be a pro quarterback and we're going to drop back and blah, 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 blah. Sounds good. That didn't work. then they got to the point halfway through the season, if you remember, where everything was roll out. We got to roll him out right, roll him out left, so that he only has to see half the field and get the ball out quicker. And then it kind of went to the point, okay, you're going to roll out, keep the ball and run. I think the biggest thing that I'm going to be focused on with Michigan is what style of offense and how are they going to use Underwood's talents? Because he's such a great athlete and he can do everything, but they need to make up their minds. This is what he does best. This is what we want him to do. Now let's go to work.
Coach, you're the best. Hopefully the first of many times we will talk to you this football season. And next time, want to talk some Caleb Williams, some Ben Johnson, and the Chicago Bears with you. Stay well, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Nick. Good talking to you, buddy. Be safe.
The coach, Dave Wanstead, joining us here on You Better, You Bet. I'll tell you what, Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, with us now for the trivia question. Bill, if he's right about Gary Patterson's defensive impact, USC is going to the playoff this year.
Yeah. And look, I'm with you. Look, Lincoln Riley, you can say a lot of different things about Lincoln Riley. I know a lot of Oklahoma fans were not big fans of his. We're happy to see him go. But when they're firing on all cylinders, like you said, it's better when USC is good. Love to see
him
back.
You just, you're out of breath. Did you just like run around the block or something? Are you all right?
I had to run downstairs and grab some water. I ran out of water and I was coughing. I was like, that's not going to be good for the
all right,
trivia.
Let's
so
do
I
this. Let's
let,
let's do this.
Came back up in
all right,
minutes.
I want you to take it because I when you're out of breath and you're trying to talk on the radio, it's very hard. So you take a deep breath. Hit us with the trivia question of the day.
All right, let's dive in here, Nick. You were talking about John Harbaugh.
Bill, my recommendation would be my recommendation would be like go for a walk around the block today. Do something for yourself here. What's the trivia question? What do we got?
Hey, we've been exercising. We've been jogging for a while now, Nick. Up to 2.5 miles. 3 times a week.
Really?
Indeed.
Great job out of you. Good stuff, buddy.
So, all right. John Harbaugh is attempting to become the first NFL head coach to win a Super Bowl with two different teams. No one's ever done it. But, Nick, one thing he could do is reach the Super Bowl after winning a Super Bowl with the first team. Who are the only two head coaches who won a Super Bowl as a head coach with the first team and appeared in a Super Bowl with their second team?
Mike Holmgren and Bill Parcells.
That is correct. I said you'd need 15 seconds. I guess you needed two.
So, I mean, like, I guess it could have, like, not come to me quickly, right? So Holmgren wins the Super Bowl with the Packers, loses with Seattle to the Steelers in Super Bowl 40. Bill Parcells wins a couple Super Bowls with the Giants and then loses Super Bowl, 31 to Mike Holmgren, coincidentally, in the Green Bay Packers.
There you go.
So you have the little tie-in there with Parcells and Holmgren. Parcells loses with New England, Holmgren wins with Green Bay, and then Holmgren would lose to Bill Cowher and the Steelers in Super Bowl 40. All right, thank you to Bill for the trivia question. Let's wrap up the show with our bets for tonight. Laura, please drop the dope-ass beat. We have the dope-ass beat. There it is. Okay, so yesterday, you know, I gave you the Yankees. I felt really confident in that. Not as confident as I feel in today's bet. And I'll just tell you this. As a New York... And I think, you know, I don't know if anyone tracks this stuff, but when I say things like this about my teams, I feel like I'm usually right. The Yankees last night, we played the audio for you. I talked about it. Lose in embarrassing fashion. And Aaron Boone, like, defends the indefensible. I promise you this. Not promise to the point that you should, like, bet the mortgage on it or this month's rent. But the White Sox are going to beat the Yankees today. Ryan Weathers, hashtag toeing the slab. This is a game designed in a laboratory for the Yankees to lose after what we saw last night. So I will lay the White Sox at a short price, White Sox -115 over my Bronx Bombers. That does it for the Thursday edition of the show. I am off tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday. Chris Mack has you covered on a phenomenal Sports Friday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Our good friends, Black and Abdallah, coming up next.
This is Westwood One Sports.
As a fitness coach, my active psoriatic arthritis can slow me down. With SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, I'm treating my skin and joint symptoms so I can keep moving. SkyRizzy, a prescription-only injection for adults, helps me move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. And for those who have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible. With SkyRizzy, there's no daily dosing. It's just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to SkyRizzy, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about SkyRizzy. Visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
I'm Chuck Sanders. Here's the Sports Flash presented by Progressive.
At Panthers training camp, rookie wide receiver Chris Brazel suffered an LCL tear. He's expected to be sidelined for up to 8 weeks. He was selected in the 3rd round out of Tennessee by the Panthers in this year's draft. He did sit out a pair of practices earlier this week because of soreness in the injured knee. Just a week away from the preseason opener for the Panthers, they'll travel to Canton, Ohio to play in the Hall of Fame game against Arizona next Thursday. Doubleheader split between the Mets and the Braves in New York on Wednesday. The Mets took game one by a 3-2 count. An RBI double by Carson Benj in the 7th was the difference maker. Francisco Alvarez and A.J. Ewing had RBIs in the 6th for the Mets, while Matt Olson had a 2-run homer in the 6th for the Braves. In the nightcap, a 1-0 win for Atlanta. Chris Sale led the way. He improved to 12-6. He went 6 full and struck out 9, allowing just 2 hits and no walks. Matt Olson had an RBI single in the 6th.
I'm Chuck Sanders on the Fan Upstate.
Comes to the best sports talk anywhere.
Let's get this show going, man.
Listen to the Fan Upstate on Odyssey no matter where you are. In the car, at home, at work. Download the free Odyssey app on your phone. Search the Fan Upstate and you're in the game.
Hey, now we roll.
The Fan Ups.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.